As the eyes of the nation are fixated on New Hampshire, it's the candidate who is not on the ballot there that is the choice of an increasing number of New Jersey's elected officials. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg is the candidate that seems to have benefited most by Senator Cory Booker's campaign being derailed by the Democratic National Committee's culling process, which is evidently very much a work in progress. In the DNC's latest iteration of the rules, the requirement of having a certain number of donors was dropped, clearing the way for Mr. Bloomberg, who is proudly self-funding, to get on the debate stage, assuming he can make the new more stringent polling thresholds. Last month, after Mr. Booker's exit from the 2020 field, Reps. Tom Malinowski and Donald Payne Jr. jumped on former Vice President Joe Biden's bandwagon. Biden endorsements also came from former Governor Richard Cody and State Senator Ronald Rice, the chairman of the New Jersey Legislative Black Caucus. Across the Hudson River, Mr. Biden has long enjoyed the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo, who deferred his own presidential ambitions to support the party's lion in winter. Mr. Bloomberg's unorthodox strategy of foregoing the early states like Iowa and New Hampshire, combined with bigfooting the entire primary process with an unprecedented $10 million ad buy in the Super Bowl, has nationalized the contest. Throughout Mr. Bloomberg's 12 years as mayor and in the years since, he's been building a global network of municipal officials to confront the crisis of climate change, which national governments have largely botched. Back in 2006, Mr. Bloomberg, along with Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, founded Mayors Against Illegal Guns. It started as a coalition of 15 mayors and has grown to a coalition of 1,000 mayors and former mayors across the country. Through the former mayors, Bloomberg Philanthropies, local governments annually compete for $1 million prize to come up with innovative solutions to major challenges like chronic homelessness, economic mobility, and climate change. In 2018, Mr. Bloomberg pledged to spend $80 million to help Democrats gain control of the House of Representatives, primarily by targeting moderate suburban areas. In 21 of the 24 House seats where he invested campaign money, his candidate prevailed. For years, Mr. Bloomberg has been laying the groundwork, establishing a national network at the municipal level of elected officials who strongly identify with the Bloomberg approach to data-driven public policy problem-solving. Over the last few weeks, the Bloomberg 2020 campaign has been rolling out daily press releases announcing dozens of endorsements, including the mayors of big cities, members of Congress, and Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo. It was an easy call, because he stands above the other candidates. He delivers, Governor Raimondo told supporters at a Bloomberg rally. I am with him because America needs leadership, and he can win in November. Last week, a Bloomberg 2020 press release went out touting the endorsements of five New Jersey elected Democratic officials endorsing Mr. Bloomberg for his record of taking on tough fights on issues like healthcare, climate change, and gun violence prevention. The list included Matthew Good, Keyboard Councilman, Roy Deloso, Atlantic Highlands Councilman, Stephen Stiglick, Mount Laurel Township Councilman, Michael Santiago, City of Millville Mayor, Kareem Pritchett, Mount Laurel Township Councilman. The headliner in the Bloomberg pre-New Hampshire wave for Mayor Mike was Congresswoman Mickey Sherrill, the Navy veteran moderate who in 2018, with Bloomberg's financial backing, flipped the 11th congressional district that had been held by Rodney Frilling Hyson since 1995. Took her forever to decide in things like impeachment, wrote Kevin Bing on the influential New Jersey 11th for Change Facebook page. But she can't run fast enough to support the billionaire centrist candidate. I'm feeling less than represented myself. Other Facebook correspondents recalled the NYPD's controversial stop-and-frisk policy during Mr. Bloomberg's tenure, which targeted hundreds of thousands of young men of color every year, yet yielded few valid arrests and was ultimately ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge. On the eve of New Hampshire, New Jersey's Democratic Party is split at least three ways. There's the Biden wing, the growing Bloomberg faction, and the Sanders progressive movement. Back in the 2018 primary, Lisa McCormick ran a progressive insurgent campaign with no money against Senator Bob Menendez, whose federal corruption trial resulted in a hung jury. In a major surprise, Ms. McCormick garnered almost 4 out of 10 of the votes cast, similar to the equally seismic showing across the Hudson when law professors Zephyr Teachout gave Governor Cuomo a run for his money from the left in 2014. In 2020, the arrival of Mr. Bloomberg on the scene is only going to intensify New Jersey's Sanders partisans' ardor, because they see Bloomberg's candidacy as emblematic of what's worst about American politics: the role of money in shaping outcomes. It's wrong for 3 men in the U.S. to have more wealth than half of the American populations, writes Larry Hamm, longtime Newark activist, Sanders supporter and U.S. Senate candidate on Facebook. It's time for the people to unite and build a people's movement. The National Democratic Party's self-inflicted wound that was the Iowa caucus, with a failed tabulation process becoming the lead story and not the winner, was a serious setback for the old-school way of doing things. The Iowa caucus fiasco certainly validated Mr. Bloomberg's decision to sit it out. For the army of candidates who poured millions of dollars and a vast amount of their own time into the Iowa contest, the debacle has to be seen in terms of the massive lost opportunity costs it represents. And while there was a whole bunch of back and forth over post-Iowa bragging rights between former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Senator Bernie Sanders, there was no hiding former Vice President Biden's poor performance as the entire Democratic field was looking back at the smoldering ruins that was Iowa, hoping the powers that be would find the black box to explain the crash. The Bloomberg juggernaut was rolling out its national TV ad campaign featuring President Obama and Mayor Mike as constant companions. By the February 7th St. Anselm College presidential debate, Mr. Biden's dismal Iowa results and the tsunami of Bloomberg/Obama TV ads had washed away the former vice president's front-runner status disappeared like a sunk castle on the Delaware shore at high tide.